from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President-elect Donald Trump is being sentenced to unconditional discharge in his New York hush money case. That means he will go free without punishment, but his conviction still stands. Trump was found guilty on dozens of felony counts of falsifying business records in connection to hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels right before the 2016 election. The sentencing classifies Trump as the first U.S. president to become a felon, but he plans to appeal. A recent rise in bird flu cases comes at the same time the seasonal flu is spiking.
Experts worry about what could happen if they combine. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that while it's unlikely, there is still the possibility because he says it's happened before. The CDC says there have been more than 3,000 deaths this year linked to the seasonal flu. Dr. Hotez urges people to get their flu shot now. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Gas prices in New Jersey are around $3 per gallon right now. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says you can expect prices to creep up as winter advances and spring approaches.
And it probably will stay that way until potentially late 2025. It might take another 8 to 9 months for us to see prices back below the $3 mark.
Some wild cards right now include extreme cold and uncertainty surrounding the country's transition to a new leader in the weeks ahead. Officials in Monmouth County have expanded the code blue alert through the weekend so that warming centers can remain open. The alert is implemented while temperatures remain below freezing so that county resources are available for the homeless and unsheltered residents. It's now extended until Monday morning. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Dozens of Macy's locations nationwide are being shuttered. One of those is in West Orange. In the three-year deal announced about a year ago, it aims to return the company to sustainable, profitable sales growth. Roughly 350 stores will remain after the closings are complete. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 696 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Bottom line for tomorrow's storm system flyby. Most of New Jersey looking at a coating to an inch of fresh snow accumulation, maybe up to 2 inches in South Jersey. It's a low impact winter weather event here. Of course, it's not exactly no impact. If you're out and about tomorrow morning, you may encounter a few hours of slippery roads and reduced visibility. Stay alert and be careful. Tonight will be cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the mid-20s. The chance of a snow shower will ramp up after midnight. Light snow tomorrow morning, then clearing in the afternoon with a stiff breeze kicking in too. Your Saturday high temperature in the mid-30s. Sunday looks like a nice January day with sunny skies and highs around 40. We'll do it again Monday, partly sunny with highs again near the 40-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Looking at current temperatures in Clinton, it is 38, Jackson 37, and Millville 34. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.